Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Exodus chapter 24, starting in verse 3. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the rules. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. This is a really interesting passage and very inspiring as we continue to read the covenant on Sinai. And the covenant is completed by a sacrifice with a meal, in which the elders who are representing the people experience their communion with God that the covenant is intended to bring about. So what we are seeing here is that God is after a relationship with Israel that involves so much fellowship and so much communion that they even sit down to have a meal with him. As we read the book of Exodus and all these commandments and these rules that God gives, we could think this is absurd or arbitrary or extreme or outdated. How are all these things going to have any kind of benefit for the people of Israel? They just seem to be arbitrary rules and outdated for us. However, if we read this passage attentively, we will see that the point of what God is doing through the law is he wants communion with his people. He wants to achieve the kind of friendship that involves sharing a meal with others, a context of trust and fellowship. The purpose of Israel living out the commandments is to have this friendship and communion with God. So as we journey through these 40 days, we need to keep this in mind. God wants communion with us. He wants friendship with us. He wants to sit at the table and share a meal with us. This is very, very profound because, of course, we have broken our fellowship, our friendship with God, many times through sin. And this is one of the main things that we're doing in these 40 days, is acknowledging our sin and repenting from it, so that we can reconcile with God and reestablish this relationship of friendship, of communion, that will involve even sitting down to have a meal with him. We may see the season of the 40 days as a time then to be free of things that encumber us, things that hinder our friendship with God. We know Moses was God's friend, and we read about this through the book of Exodus, how Moses had this close relationship with God where they spoke to each other face to face. In Christ, we can be even closer to God than Moses was. We may have the Lord dwell in our hearts and share his life through his Holy Spirit. This begins with our embracing of the commandments and desire to follow the law. It begins with this repentance that we are called to in these 40 days. And through repentance, being able to open our hearts to Christ and his Holy Spirit, that he may give us the grace to live out the commandments that we are reading here in the book of Exodus. If we live like this, then we will have this true friendship, this true communion with God, where we can even be friends who sit at a table. Ambrose wrote, "If anyone therefore desires to behold this image of God, he must love God so as to be loved by him, no longer as a servant, but as a friend who observes his commandments, that he may enter the cloud where God is." May we do this in this season, that we may observe his commandments, be loved by him as we love him as well, and be no longer servants, but friends. Friends who enter into the cloud where God is and can have friendship and communion with him.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.